This is Mitch Dore, head football coach at Cook County High School, and this is the Coach's Pregame Talk. Hi, this is head football coach Mitch Dore. Tonight we take on the Eveleth Golden Bears. The Eveleth Golden Bears have a good tradition of football. They are largely comprised of a tough group of young men. Last year's quarterback was moved to running back this year. He wears number 10, so if you are listening on the radio and you hear number 10 with the ball, he's a great individual athlete, very physical, got a lot of savvy for the game, and he'll be a focal point for us tonight when we play defense. Last week against the Ogilvie Lions, we played a great first half, came out, scored 3 touchdowns, went into the locker room maybe a little overly enthusiastic. I think the kids were pretty fired up about a great first half performance. And in the second half, we kind of had a stalemate for a while, and then the physicality of the game took over a little bit, and I thought Ogilvie played more physical football in the second half, and I think that proved to be the difference. Our team is a little bit smaller in size this year. A lot of our guys weigh between 145 and 175 pounds, and so we have to be more technical when we play football because most teams are going to be larger than us and outweigh us, especially up front on the lines. One of the biggest challenges in doing this is that you have to teach these young men proper technique. And oftentimes that's difficult because proper technique's difficult and it's hard work and you have to stay focused. And lots of times, I remember back when I was a teenager, I didn't always want to do what I was taught to do. And lots of times you want to take shortcuts because you think, I can get away with doing this. But in the game of football, you can't do that. And so we've really been focused on technique, 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 because we aren't going to outsize anybody. And we are not more physical than other teams. And so the portions of our practice that emphasize technique have taken up a majority of our time this year in practice. So I've been asked about predictions for the week, and Eveleth has a strong run game. And so if we can tackle well, that's going to be the huge emphasis this week. If we can tackle well, I think we can compete. I thought Andy Farley last week, senior Andy Farley, had a tremendous game, his breakout game of his career. If he can play like he did last week, and if Richie Furlong can continue to have his outstanding play as a senior, those two seniors could lead us to an upset up in Eveleth. It's going to take some leadership, it's going to take great technique, and it's going to take our kids staying in this fight. I know that they feel this weight on their shoulders. We're just going to have to stay in the fight and keep playing Viking football. Many of you have seen that this year we run a little bit different offense where we're out of the shotgun set a lot, which means that the center snaps the ball back 5 yards to the quarterback before the play even begins. You know, if there's a chance of rain on Friday or flurries for that matter in northeast Minnesota, or if the field's even wet, sometimes we have to change our plan. And so we've practiced a lot of taking the quarterback and putting him under center on a traditional snap in those instances. And so what we do in practice is we will run each play both from the shotgun set and then from under center. And that does manipulate how we line up with our running backs. They'll line up a little bit closer to the ball. It does give our option reads a little bit quicker under center. But we do plan for the weather, especially if the ball gets slick. We have had trouble this year with turnovers as a team. And so that's also been an emphasis on offense. And so if we feel like the weather's windy or rainy or it is, you know, a little bit off, then we are always prepared to go under center if we need to. So tune in tonight at 7 o'clock as we take on the Eveleth Golden Bears on WTIP Radio. We appreciate your support, and go Vikings.